Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. State-appointed Superintendent Mike Miles says the Houston ISD takeover could end soon. Our Shelby Rose is in studio with us to explain how we got here and the next steps. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. The Texas Education Agency took control of the district in 2023 after Wheatley High School received 7 consecutive failing state accountability ratings, which triggered state intervention. The state had said local control can return once the district meets required academic and governance benchmarks, and while it's not set in stone, state-appointed Superintendent Mike Miles told Hello Houston there is a possibility this school year may be the last under state control.
I'm not the person who makes this decision, okay? But I think the official end may be the end of this school year.
He went on to say that if and when it does happen, Education Commissioner Mike Morath will determine what sort of transition period there will be. Miles is under contract for 4 more years, but adds this new school board would likely replace him when they resume control. Matt.
All right, Shelby. A new poll from the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas at Austin shows Democratic State Representative James Tallarico leading Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton in the race for U.S. Senate by 3 percentage points. But 14% of respondents say they have not decided yet who they will vote for. James Henson is the project's director.
There are a lot of people that have still not really checked into this race, and part of the conventional wisdom is that voters start paying more attention after Labor Day, particularly less engaged voters. So we'll be watching pretty closely to see where those undecided voters start lining up as the fall gets here.
The poll shows GOP candidates in most of the other major Texas statewide contests maintaining about a 5-7 point lead right now. The new U.S. attorney here in Houston for the Southern District will oversee any federal prosecution of last month's fatal ICE shooting. Our Michael Atkinson sat down with him last week.
Aaron Wrights has made no secret of his conservative views. When he ran for Texas Attorney General, he called for revoking the citizenship status of Democratic State Representative Gene Wu and called Democrats domestic enemies of the U.S. Constitution. Now, as the new U.S. attorney for Texas's Southern District, Wright says he is not afraid to investigate anyone who may have committed a crime, regardless of party affiliation.
We have no problem investigating, pursuing, prosecuting, and holding accountable public officials of all stripes, whether you're Democrat or Republican.
Wright also said, as a federal prosecutor, he does not believe birthright citizenship is a constitutional right. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Another witness to that fatal ICE shooting case in Houston that Wrights is overseeing has been ordered to be released from ICE custody under a court order. Daniel Tirado Pantoja, who was in the van when Lorenzo Salgado Araujo was shot by a federal immigration officer, will be released within 48 hours of that decision. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not immediately comment.